producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, I got you covered. So many people are panicking about Valentine's Day. Relax. We got this, okay? Don't spend a lot of money, all right? For years, we've been talking about how I think Valentine's Day is ridiculous, right? You're forced to spend money. You're forced to do all this lovey-dovey stuff, which you, by the way, should be doing all year round. Okay? You know, I see my husband, you know, just kind of walking around, moping around. I think he's like, oh, you know, I don't have to do anything till the 14th. Okay? I'm like, no. Alright, and, this is my least favorite holiday. I'm married, you know, and it's nice, but, you know, it just reminds me of all the times when I was single. So, I have for you some inexpensive ways to show your love or your affection on Valentine's. We also have to talk about how to avoid some of the scams that are out there. But really quickly, let's just get right to it, because I know you guys have been waiting for now weeks, you know, on what to do, because Valentine's is coming up within hours, right? And you have nothing prepared. Okay, so what I did is I Googled cheap Valentine's Day gifts, and I found here at Cosmopolitan.com Valentine's Day gifts under $20. Okay, so those are good. And I told you guys, you know, for me, all my husband has to do is, get the kids out of the house for a little while. That's always good, guys, by the way. Okay, you know, give the spouse a break from the kids. That's always nice. But me is my thing. I hardly see the kids, so that's not, you know, stop them from fighting would help. Oh, you know what? Do his math homework. He's still working on slope intercept. And you know how I can't stand slope intercept? I love math, but nothing to do with graphs. Yeah, and he's still working on the graph. So do his math homework for me. That's nice. But just take me out for some meat. Take me to Outback Steakhouse and let me order some prime rib. Medium. Yeah, just medium, you know. Lots of extra au jus, right? You know, have, you know, the au jus sizzle and seep and the juiciness of the meat. And let me just dig in to a mouth-watering steak. I'm a happy girl on Valentine's. That's all you have to do. Huh? Tom, you there?
Oh, it's so good.
I know, Outback. I mean, it's kind of expensive, you know, but it's cheaper than a lot of the steakhouses where I live.
What
are you doing for Valentine's?
We've got some weird, like, Asian steakhouses, which I'm still confused because, as far as I know, there weren't really cows in Japan for quite some time.
No, you know, it's interesting. There's a steakhouse. It's like an Asian steak and sushi, but the steak isn't like a big, huge, thick cut. It's like pieces of steak.
Lame.
And no, I don't want a steak piece. I want to sink my teeth into, I want to take my fork, pierce the center of it, and then eat it like a lollipop.
See, my friends and I go to a bar, and they have like $7 steaks, 12-ounce steaks. And, we just have at it there. And they also have fantastic beer selection. It's amazing.
Oh, that sounds good.
Like 200 types of beer.
Wait a second, Tom. What are you doing for Valentine's?
I'm sitting at home and getting drunk alone.
You hate this holiday?
It's my roommate's girlfriend's birthday, so there's bound to be some sort of excitement. Whether it's, you know, enjoyable or not is questionable, but there should be excitement.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. Being single, Valentine's Day, I hated it. I just hated hearing about it. It just reminded me I was single. I don't know.
Got my guitar. I'll be happy.
Well, I'm a little nervous because the cats, you know, I mean, maybe we need your guitar. You know, the cats are starting to get all amorous and lovey-dovey. I saw Sashi kind of clean her fur and spike it up and get it all soft. And I'm like, uh-oh. And then here's Shake, you know, Shaky Boo. He's, you know, Mr. Alpha Male, kind of strutting his stuff today. So I'm a little nervous that they're going to be getting it on. I'm really nervous.
Bounce. Wow, wow.
I know. All right. Well, that's Valentine's Day. So, okay, before I give you guys some cheap gifts, I'm not giving you guys anything. Really quickly, there's some scams out there. And so you got to be careful of some of the scams. Okay, apparently there is an online romance scam. So, by the way, I cannot even read my junk mail because the subject line has dirty words in it. So apparently it's going straight to junk where they think I'm single and they're asking me if I want to have a, if I want to do something. Okay, in the subject matter, it is so bad now. Anyway, this online romance scam being talked by, discussed by consumers.com. I guess you on the internet can find a potential love match by a dating or social networking site. Experts suggest do not send money to anyone on these sites, even if they tell you they really, 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 really love you, and this could be the real thing. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second here. All right, so I would meet somebody online on one of these dating sites, and they'll ask me for money. No, it's not going to be first time out. Okay, remember, these people that know how to scam you, they're smart. Some people can wait a good couple years into it. They, you know, into the relationship, okay? Be very careful. There's fake e-cards, okay? You may get this e-card from a friend or nice one, electronic, you know, greeting card. But if you click on it, it could invite malware. So let's say my ex-boyfriend from school, Dirk, has, and somebody knows about that. Nobody should. I mean, nobody really knows who he is. And, you know, with the exception of me talking about it to you guys, I mean, nobody really knows, right? So I get an email going, you know, how you been, you know, Dirk. Like, oh, it's Dirk. And I click on it. That could be inviting malware. So you got to be careful. Phishing with flowers, and both of this spelled with P-H. They say you need to be aware of these phishing emails. They try to dupe you into handling over a credit card. Wait, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. Forget about Valentine's Day. Every day I'm getting an email saying they need to verify my email account. And it looks exactly like what my email is. And so I don't know whether to do it or not. So I skip it and I skip it. And sometimes I get a text from the company and sometimes I don't. That is really bugging me. I have absolutely no idea what to do. All right. So be careful out there for any phishing scams that is asking you to pay for a gift online. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I'm just as guilty as you all are. All right, I've been married almost 20 years. We're going to be our 20th anniversary, December 22nd, 2016, because we got married in 1996. I know you guys are trying to figure out how old I am. I'm only 29, okay? Yeah, he really robbed the cradle on that one. But anyway, I don't tell my husband I love him. You know, like, I mean, I go, yeah, okay, love you. You know, I'm leaving for work, love. You know, yeah, can you get me a bottle of water downstairs? I don't want to go downstairs, so thank you, love. That's not, you know, we all do that. We all, always throw that word. But have I ever, I mean, I have, you know, but I mean, recently, you know, did I go, Corey, I really love you? No, because they'll probably burst into laughter, you know, and I mean, we just don't do, we can't look at each other and do the whole lovey-dovey thing, okay? And we should. Okay, probably a lot more than we do, but, you know, you just, after, you know, so long, you just kind of like, you know, hey, what's up? You know, you high-five each other, yeah, you have sex, you know, but it's not like, you know, the very, very first, I don't know, date. Okay, you know, the whole romantic thing, okay? I'm not very romantic. I don't know how to be romantic. Okay, so what I did for Valentine's is I Googled cheap gifts for Valentine's Day, so this is what I'm going to use. They say here, Valentine's Day gifts under $20 for guys and girls. One, for him, they say you could get him a vintage record. Was there a band he really, really dug as a teenager? And you could get a vintage record for like $15 on eBay. Okay, now I liked Def Leppard. I liked Michael Jackson. That would be really cool. For him, I think he liked AC/DC. You know, he was into the heavy metal rock bands. So getting him something like that, that's cool. I mean, it's a gift. It's cheap. It does the trick. For her, they say get her an Ecolo Red Heart journal. No, I don't want a book. It's like, I guess, something to write your feelings in. Oh, no, no, no. For him, get him a Lexon business card case. He doesn't hold business cards. He gives them to me to hold. Looks like that's not going to work. For her, it's a USB mixtape. It's called, I don't want to say, all right, oh, put some classics on it. Oh, here we go. The Multi-Heart Boxers. I bought that for my husband one Valentine's. I got him Homer Simpson boxers that had hearts on it. And then I got him South Park boxers another year. He didn't like them. Okay? You know, we're more of a, because I wear his, boxer briefs as part of my sleepwear at night. Am I giving you guys too much information? He likes boxer briefs. So you just give him boxers. He's like, no, I'll tore something. No, don't, just keep it. I like everything closed up. For her, they have a don't forget ring. No, don't get me jewelry. No. For him, get him Scrabble. Oh, my husband would hate Scrabble. He doesn't like to spell a lot. Yeah, he doesn't like, I mean, he likes Monopoly. He really likes Dungeons and Dragons. He's really excited because Vikings is coming back on. Me too. For those of you who really like the Vikings series, I guess they've been playing the replays because my DVR is going crazy right now. And Vikings comes on next week. So I don't know. Scrabble, no. But you know what? You know what I could do is I could get him like a chess set that has the Lord of the Rings characters or the Vikings characters or World of Warcraft characters. You know, the whole orcs. You know, they're all similar. That kind of thing he would dig, but definitely not Scrabble. For her, get her a BCB Generation Kiss Me and True Love stud earrings. You know, I gotta tell you, those may be cool. I like earrings that are either funny or I don't like fancy jewelry, but I like jewelry that makes a statement that's cheap. So if I lose it or it falls out of my ear, I didn't lose a lot of money. So that might work. Chrome bedroom dice. Uh-oh. I guess he rolls the dice, and whatever the dice lands on is what he gets. Oh, okay. That I think Corey's going to want, and that I better hide because I'm not ready for that. I need to run down to Walmart and, you know, shave the legs and that kind of stuff. I got to do some primping first. Here we go. This is for me. Godiva milk chocolate heart lollipops. Chocolate. Yeah, get me steak or chocolate. I'm good. For him, they say you could get him stainless steel magnetic frames. If I bought my husband a picture frame, and then I put another woman's picture in it. Yeah, he's not going to really find that romantic at all. Love letters. You guys could write each other like a love letter. I don't know. Here's the thing. This is what you guys need to do. Do something different. Okay? You're not going to go wrong doing something different. It doesn't have to be expensive. Okay, this is, here's the thing. Okay, you know what? I think I've trained you guys very easily on what to do if you have a very low maintenance partner, okay? I'm very low maintenance. I know it doesn't seem that way, but honestly, just feed me and I'm fine. You know, I talk about, you know, how to do Christmas gifts inexpensively, you know, I don't know, go to Home Depot, get my husband a whole bunch of tools, throw an extra little gift certificate in it, throw him maybe his favorite food or some goodies. And I, you know, he's happy boy, you know, or something with, so anyway, that's kind of easy. But what do you do when you have somebody who really likes lavish gifts? Okay. We are barely recovering from Christmas. Okay. My credit cards are maxed and now you have to buy something like 6 weeks later that's supposed to be pretty expensive. Well, this is what I would do. Okay. This is what I would do. And this is why I don't date women, because women wouldn't want me and I don't want them. I'm very grateful I'm attracted to men. But if I were a guy, this is what I would do. I would buy Christmas time. Actually, I would buy way before Christmas when it's cheaper. A necklace and earring set. Okay? Like a diamond necklace and earring set. I would split it up into two. I would give her the necklace on Christmas, and then 6 weeks later, say, I hunted all around town, and I found the earrings that match your necklace. It's like, oh, man, that's awesome. Now, where do you find necklace and earring sets? I don't know. In costume jewelry, they have them all the time. I don't know about the fancy places, but that's what I would do. All right, and then you basically still bought one gift, but you got credit for two. But that's the problem. Many of you guys, and no offense, but you don't think ahead. You buy, you know, you work so hard to buy that Christmas gift, and you completely forget that you got Valentine's 6 weeks away. And you know what? It's my fault, too. I forgot also. You know, when I'm in Christmas mode, the last thing I think of is anything happening in 2016. And so I should have prepared you guys because a lot of you guys spent money. Let's say you wanted to buy her a fancy pair of shoes. Give her the right one at Christmas time and then give her the left shoe. Valentine's. No. But how about like a shoe, purse, belt ensemble? Okay? Buy her the boots with the belt. Then get her the purse later. I know it's really hard for women. I know. Okay? One thing you could do to please her is do something nice for her mom. You know, I mean, when my husband does something nice for my mom, I mean, first I want to give him a purple heart, but, he, that's pretty incredible. And you know what? I just want somebody to spend time with my mom. That's not me. So spend time with your wife's mother. I love my mom, but still. Okay. Get something. Like, for example, one thing I bought my husband for the holidays was this. It was cheap. It was at Walmart, of course. Everything I buy is cheap. Okay? It was one of those things where when he lays on the couch to watch something, it's a very soft back and pillow support. It looks like just it looks like a pillow. And I bought him that. And at first he was like, what is this? And he loves it. Okay? Something useful. All right, odor eaters for his shoes. He'll thank you later. Those are pretty good. Buy him like a gold-plated, cheap, of course, gold-plating, okay, shoehorn. You know, he doesn't realize. He'll be like, okay, well, that's nice. You know, and you could write, I love you, and you know, on there. But then the next day and the next day and the next day when he uses it, that one time my husband decided to splurge, and we were buying toilet paper, and he goes, no, you don't have to. You don't have to buy the cheap kind. You could go and get the extra soft. I go over, you mean this? I go, but it's expensive. It's like, it's okay. You deserve it. Your tissue deserves it. I was like, really? My tissue deserves it? And I just thought that was a romantic thing. So he let me buy the more expensive toilet paper. That's how I know he loves me. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys are using marijuana for menstrual cramps. There's a new product called Foria Relief. And I guess it offers marijuana compounds in the form of a vaginal suppository. Experts are saying we have no idea if something like that is even safe or if it works. Faria Relief being reported by Fox News contained 60 milligrams of tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, and 10 milligrams of cannabidiol, CBD, along with some cocoa butter. Both THC and CBD are active ingredients in marijuana. The THC is the one that gives you the more psychedelic high effect of the drug. The product became available last month in Colorado. That's obviously where marijuana is legal. And California, where people need physicians' recommendations to obtain marijuana for medicinal purposes. Now, the company says that the THC and CBD can relax muscles, and that, as such, these compounds may help with menstrual cramps. These are caused by the contractions of the uterus muscles. The compounds can also act on the nerve endings of the uterus, cervix, and ovaries to block pain. All right, I don't know about that. A vaginal suppository dose of marijuana, if that would be able to affect the ovaries. I'm just not buying that right now. I do believe that people that smoke marijuana, they have their mu receptors seem to, I don't want to say it acts like a narcotic, but I think it maybe acts similarly to how narcotics act with the mu receptors to make you not care about the pain. I just don't know exactly what the mechanism is. If that's the case, I could see somebody in full-blown menstrual cramps, then while they're smoking marijuana, you know, seem to tolerate it a little better. You know, a lot of you men out there, you know, when we talk about menstrual cramps and you're like, I don't get it. I mean, I empathize. I'm here for you guys, ladies, but I don't really, you know, I can't comprehend what that pain is. And what I explained to my husband when he asked is, and I've told you guys this before, imagine when you have diarrhea and you have food poisoning. And you really have to go, and there's no place to go. And you have to go to the bathroom so bad, and you're holding it in and holding it in, and your abdomen, the whole abdomen, and your back is hurting, and your head is lightheaded, and your... That is maybe 1/1,000th what we feel when we have menstrual cramps, okay? Take that and triple square it to the 19th root. No. Yeah, and on top of that, we're constipated and we're bloated and we're getting acne and we don't feel sexy and, you know, everything else happens. So no wonder marijuana is a go-to drug for this. Faria Relief has not been approved by the US FDA, meaning that the effectiveness and safety of the product have not been proven. The company does have a disclaimer that the information on its project is based on patients' reported experiences. Oh, yeah. I wonder, how does that work? Hey, guys, we're going to pay for lunch. We have a gift for you all for filling out this survey. How did you like it? Did this work? Yeah. What, was it free? Yeah, it's free. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, all right. So, but it is not FDA approved, and you cannot market it to cure or treat any diseases. So they can't say it's going to treat PMS or menstrual cramps. Dr. Ranit Mishori, professor of family medicine at Georgetown University School of Medicine, says, with the exception of a study in the 1800s, I see no evidence in the medical literature that supports use of marijuana for menstrual cramps. Keep in mind, though, we haven't been able to study marijuana a lot because it's been illegal, obviously, up until now. So, here's the thing. Most of my knowledge on marijuana comes from my patients who smoke it. Yeah, I don't smoke it. My patients that do. And they tell me, look, you know, I haven't been in here. You notice that? Well, yeah, why is your blood pressure so good? Are you seeing another doctor? No, I'm smoking pot. And, you know, after, I don't know, hundreds of stories of this, you know, you're like, first of all, where is everybody getting it? I mean, I don't see where people get, you know, you see this in the movies and all that. I'm so naive. Where do people go and get their marijuana? You see people, they go to the store, you know, they go shopping, they get the groceries, they pick up the kids, they pick up, I mean, what, you know, we don't have a lot of alleys or back doors or something. So my guess is it's probably happening right in front of me, and I don't even notice it, because the dimension I'm in is kind of a la-di-da, goody-two-shoes dimension. But I guess there are people out there that have been smoking it for years, and this is why they say, look, I don't have any menstrual cramps. I'm not having this. I'm not having this. So I would, though, be very, very careful how things are being absorbed suppository-wise. Okay, the company is marketing this Faria as a natural alternative keep in mind, marijuana is still a drug. Okay? You should not mix with things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you ask me about aphrodisiacs. It's Valentine's weekend. How do you get your honey in the mood? Okay, me, it's, you know, leave the room or turn off the lights for my husband. Okay, let him watch some Baywatch reruns. That's all I have to do. But apparently there's an article talking about certain foods that may be natural aphrodisiacs, okay? We heard about back in Egyptian times that garlic would be an aphrodisiac. Personally, I think it kind of stinks. But the bulb is high in allicin. That improves blood flow, making you feel more alert, increasing your stamina, increasing your energy. They recommend, this is on Daily Mail, try black garlic for more of a sweet, balsamic-y flavor to your dish. They say honey, used in medieval times. Honey would increase sexual appetite. I do like honey. Honey is yummy. Ancient Persia saw couples devote an entire month to drinking beverages made with honey after their weddings. Hence, the name honeymoon. You think that's where honeymoon came from? I don't know. Honey has vitamin B. It has boron. That is used to produce testosterone, increase blood levels, helps you metabolize estrogen, etc. Ginger. Ginger, they say, is an aphrodisiac. I can't say I've tried any of these, you know. Show me a Michael Fassbender movie and I'm good. They say the scent of ginger could also be stimulatory. And brew some ginger in some hot water, add some lemon and honey, and you should have a good weekend, they say. Truffles. Now, I like chocolate truffles, but they're not talking about that. All right, they say truffles, I think they're like mushroom type. Apparently traced back to Greece and Rome. Truffles are wild, mysterious, they say. Ordering truffles, people just like the name truffle, I guess. They say truffles replicate the smell of the male pheromone. So women kind of feel like they smell male sweat, that earthy musk, and I guess it's supposed to be irresistible. I have no idea. Apparently Napoleon, they say, believed that eating truffles would increase his masculine potency. Chorizo, which is a spicy red meat, has a lot of protein and zinc, supposed to aid in the production of testosterone, good in thiamine, amino acids. See, something about meat. You know, I was talking about how I like prime rib. I mean, for me, that's just, you know, figs. They say figs are supposed to be pretty sexy. They say in the story of Adam and Eve, figs are a symbol of sexuality as their leaves are used to cover. Oh, I see. They took fig leaves. Nah, I don't look at that. I don't start changing the Bible around. No, they needed fig leaves because those are the big leaves that were ever able to cover themselves. I don't think it has to do with that. Well, who knows? And then they say that the forbidden fruit that Adam and Eve ate was actually figs. I don't know, because I thought it was supposed to be really, really big. Like the fruit was like supposed to be like an apple size. I don't know. That's what the picture shows in my little, you know, Bible for Kids book. Cleopatra said that she surrounded herself with figs. She loved those. Those were yummy. Figs are really good, and they make you, they kind of help you poop. And they also think the look of figs could also be stimulatory. Then what else do they have here? Licorice. They say licorice, berries, salmon. Salmon, remember, has calcium, vitamins A, B, and D, so that's pretty cool, too. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's give you some updates on the Zika virus. It looks like there is a race to get a vaccine out, and it's kind of nice to see everybody kind of get off their tushes right now to get this done. And it's so frustrating that we always seem to be behind the curve with this. We're hearing, I guess, a Zika case identified now in Maryland, state of Maryland. And here's the thing. Some of you are like, well, Dahlia, there's only one here and there's one there and there's one there. Remember, well, nobody has been testing for Zika. Okay? We haven't been testing it. We've been, so I've had people in my office with viral type stuff all winter. Not a lot of flu, not a lot of fever. I haven't seen a lot of bloodshot eyes that we're supposed to see with Zika. But I've had people say, yeah, I had a flu, and now I have here with a sore throat. Or, yeah, I had a flu-like illness about a month ago, went away on its own. I mean, I'm not testing people. How do we, I felt a little crummy a couple months ago. How do I know? Okay, now, true, I haven't been to Brazil. Okay, I haven't been to these countries where supposedly Zika is now a pandemic. But they haven't been testing it. They say a commercial test for Zika virus could be available now within weeks, according to the World Health Organization. So, right now, only labs at the CDC and some states are able to diagnose it. Okay, we would have to contact the health department. Contact the lab. Sometimes it's an outside lab. Sometimes it's an out-of-state lab. Depending on where you live, there's your doctor will have to connect with the health department and the CDC on how to test for it. And remember, we haven't been because most people with Zika don't feel anything. They don't feel anything, period, literally, or if they do, it's so mild that they don't go to the doctor for it. So it would be nice to see if this test could look to see if you had been exposed to Zika in the last month or two, and then would be able to get numbers. Your IgM antibodies spike in the first month while you're fighting the disease. IgG antibodies then take over and will then be present for life. So it depends on what they're able to, which antibodies they're going to be picking up. So again, if nobody's, if nobody's coming in to be seen, if nobody's, then how are we identifying how many people have it? But here's the thing. It's not just a virus that affects little babies that causes microcephaly, which still is scary in and of itself. Can you imagine a generation of kids with neurological developments? I mean, that is just heartbreaking and devastating. But they are now seeing if it also causes Guillain-Barré. There's been some cases of people dying, people with paralysis, people with numbness, weakness, and they want to know if that was linked to actual Zika virus. Guillain-Barré is where something gets into your immune system, and rather than your body fighting the antigen, it decides to turn around and fight your nervous system. So, back to this test. They say an easy-to-use test to diagnose patients more quickly, help researchers monitor populations to determine if the virus is spreading. That could speed up research. They say it's difficult to predict the time for the first commercially and independently validated test to be available. 10 biotech companies, they say, are close to providing a Zika diagnostic test, and 10 others are developing them. Some of the tests look for the virus in blood. Others measure the level of antibodies that the body's immune system makes in response to Zika. Now, we were talking about the other day that they believe certain populations in Kenya are immune to Zika. Remember, I believe it was found in Uganda, Zika, back in 1947 in a monkey. And then humans by the 1950s. But you didn't really see any outbreaks or pandemics. We didn't really see much of this microcephaly. So they're wondering if maybe there's an immunity to certain people in Africa. And because it got out, now we're being affected. I just find it hard to believe that, after all these decades here, it was a mosquito that crossed, the ocean. I think there's a little more to it. I think something else happened. Okay, which is why I'm still want to hear more about these GMO mosquitoes that were released in Brazil in 2012. But you wonder. I mean, Brazil, Africa, you wonder if it was just it took the mosquitoes times to get over. I sincerely doubt that. But anyway, So pregnant women right now, we're telling them not to travel to those areas. Pregnant women worried could have an amniocentesis, which is a test where the doctors can take some of the amniotic fluid that surrounds the fetus and then take a look to see at, to see if they find Zika in that. And then I guess then ladies could decide what they want to do. They say doctors can perform ultrasounds between the 24th and 28th weeks of pregnancy to determine if the fetus has microcephaly. See, like something like this. I mean, for me, I wouldn't. I couldn't do it. I would have the baby. I would give birth to the baby. I wouldn't terminate the pregnancy. But you have a lot of people out there concerned that they would have a baby that may not make it, may not be able to develop. And that's frightening. The ultrasound would be able to look at the head. But again, very difficult because the head is forming and developing. So there would be a certain point in the development where you could see the skull and you could see the shape of the skull and you could already see that microcephaly is what's occurring. All right, so now, you know, who is going to make the vaccine first? It looks like we have the U.S. and India, all right, in the lead. The WHO, World Health Organization, and U.S. government scientists and an Indian biotech firm, currently the front runners in the race to develop a vaccine. The U.N. agency for the first time advised pregnant women to consider delaying travel to Zika-infected areas. Right now it's in 30 countries, by the way, and we're going back and forth on what we should do with the Olympics. What I discussed earlier in terms of, okay, so here's the thing. The Olympics are supposed to be in Rio. All right. Then obviously it's already set. Stadiums built. Courses built. I get that. Their economy is waiting for this. But we have two issues. One is some of our athletes may not want to go down there and be exposed. But many of us Americans are wondering, should we even have thousands of fans, thousands and hundreds of coaches and athletes go down there and bring it back? Now, many of you are like, well, no. Okay, well, you know, if they're pregnant, it's not going to hurt them. So if they get it, it's just going to be self-limited. You don't understand. If you have it in your blood and a mosquito bites you and does the suck-blow way of transmission where they suck up the blood of one, they go bite somebody else, blow it into the other, you could transmit Zika, obviously, by mosquito that way. It doesn't just have to be in Brazil. And these 80s mosquitoes, they say, the AEDES, they're pretty resilient and may be able to handle the higher latitudes. They don't think it's going to hit Canada, but it sure the heck could hit America. So here you are going, well, look, I don't have to worry because I'm not sleeping with anybody who could get pregnant. It doesn't matter. You could get bit and then it could go and fly over to somebody who decides to get pregnant. You know, so if we are worried about a pandemic, do we want people possibly getting infected, bringing it back here? Should we move the Olympics? Should we? I mean, I this is crazy. I would hate to think that we couldn't compete because, and again, you have a lot of people that also distrust the media, so they don't know if we're making a bigger deal out of this than it is. You know, we haven't heard of Ebola, so people think Ebola's done. It's not. There's still cases of Ebola. It's not making national headlines. Zika is. So just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean it's not a real thing. It's happening. Okay, Ebola is still smoldering in certain parts. But when we're looking at this with the microcephaly and we're seeing pictures of babies being born and now they're looking at Guillain-Barré, all right, if this is real, we probably shouldn't send Americans or anybody into an area where they could get infected or affected until we figure out what the heck is going on. And poor Brazil, I mean, they did not ask for this. They did not. But something kooky is going on, and I don't know if we want to bring Zika-infected blood. By the way, the blood donor companies that provide blood to the hospitals, they're going to have a shortage because they don't want to collect blood from people infected. So if you aren't infected, go donate blood now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.